The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
In your soul.
Soul of Jefferson.
It is the soul of Jefferson. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler
and
Carpenter.
And we're all here with Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. We also are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and we stream worldwide.
Because we're good.
Janet's good.
Yeah.
And and we archive, which means you can go back to KCNR1460.com, go to Jefferson State of Mind, and just click on the programming, hit the archive, and about 5 minutes, is that about right? 5 minutes after we're done? 10 minutes after we're done?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Cool. About 5 minutes after we're done, you can listen to this archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Amen.
So we have kind of a special show today, and I personally want to thank Wynn Carpenter, who has been amazing. We've been talking about this four-state split, and you know, the thing we have to be looking at here is that we're going to bring a little bit of a synopsis of that to you. But the important thing is to understand that this does take all of us. This isn't just four, five, six people. This is hundreds of people working together in leadership, getting signatures. It's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to cost a lot of time. And most likely it'll be something, if we want this four-state split, if we want our liberty, this is something that will be a full-time and maybe even a little more than that effort. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Wynn, and Wynn's going to give us a little bit of a synopsis, and then Janet will pitch in, and we'll just sort of pitch in here. But I do want to say that if you have a question or a comment, they are welcome. A question or comment is welcome. How do you feel about a four-state split? The phone number is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Okay, little brother, take it away.
4567, yes. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to announce the website that we have for CaliforniaStateSplit.com. Again, CaliforniaStateSplit.com. All, as you know, Wi-Fi, or not Wi-Fi, but website addresses, how they are listed. So just go ahead and put that in there, and it'll pop it up. And keep in mind, excuse me, I've got a frog in it today, so bear with me. It's a work in progress. It's going to be a work in progress, and that's the way we're operating with this this website. We want to make sure that everybody is good on it. We're going to make sure that everything works like it should. We're going to be moving forward with information that we're going to acquire by counting, you know, not counting so much, but we're going to receive polls from, we're going to have a poll vote on there. Look on the website and you go down toward the bottom. It has a polling spot where you can vote if you want to have a separate state, if you want the state to be split up, if you want California split up into four separate states, not equal, not balanced, not anything else, but separate. And we're not doing secession. Please do not even let that word come into it. That's not what we're doing. Secession's illegal. We're not leaving the country. We want to separate from California. And there are ways of making this happen, and it's been done before, and we want to do our part and see what we can do about getting it done this time. So go ahead and go down to the, I'm having trouble with my system here. So, of course, because that's how it works. Okay, we'll try it again and see what happens. Anyway, go to California State Split. You'll be able to browse the website and see what you can do. It's just a scroller. Just scroll the website and read on there. Hey, Janet, do you want to tell us, read the mission statement for that? You have that one in front of you, right?
Sure, I do. This is the mission to organize a movement for the formation of new states from the several counties within California. That's our goal. Why? Because we, the people of the several counties of the state of California, believe that we have a legacy of rights of life, liberty, and property granted by our Creator, not granted by the Constitution, not granted by government, not granted by a king, but by our Creator. And I don't care what name you put to your Creator, it's whatever being that you believe made sure that you arrived on this earth. It is recognized in the Constitution of the 50 United States and the Constitution of California. Right now, California stands in violation of recognizing these rights and the laws of nature and nature's God to which the people are entitled. So in order to restore and preserve these natural, inalienable rights, it has become necessary for the people to dissolve the political bands which have connected us to a state that is incapable of and refuses to provide the representation necessary for a constitutionally guaranteed Republican form of government. And those words may sound vaguely familiar because they are borrowed not directly, but in essence from the Declaration of Independence. To this end, our mission is to declare and defend the reasons and causes for such a separation from California, and to create new entities within the political and geographical boundaries of the United States of America that will reflect and provide for our needs, our historical legacy, our culture, and our moral imperative. This separation is not just done haphazardly. It meets the constitutional requirements contained in Article 4, Section 3 for the formation of new states. It is legal. We are not out there doing something that has never been done before. We're not the first to separate a state.
And we most likely will not be the last.
It's a very popular idea out there right now. And it all stems from the fact that the United States are separated into two categories, roughly, rural and urban. And the urban cities, the urban areas, have taken over. They have the power, and the rural areas are left behind. We have no power. We have no votes. We have no say, and that has to change.
I agree. Now, if people want to go to the map, you can just click on the map, the words that say the map. It'll take you directly to the map on what it's going to look like. And it's a work in progress. You can see the borders that are outlining the different colors, the colors outline the border of what each state would be. So you're going to have the northern part, you're going to have the central part, you're going to have the coastal part, and you'll have the eastern part. And a lot of people get confused, but the eastern part is San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego, Orange, and Imperial. Those are all east. So just keep that in mind as you're looking through the states that would be, hopefully broken out into those separate areas. And All counties have to be contiguous in order to form a state. We can't form a state with counties, say, from Southern California to be with, say, Jefferson. It doesn't work. That's not how it works. They have to be contiguous, meaning they have to share borders. And so there are several that are in there that we need to make sure that, they're taken care of. And that's what happened with the split. And Janet, how did it get decided on how this was going to work? Were they all going to be like-type counties? They have things in common?
We tried to separate them so that they did have something in common, so that if, say, Jefferson, it is a resource county. Mm-hmm. We don't have big cities there. We don't have an urban area, but we do have the commonality of mining, agriculture, forestry. So there's something that we have in common. The coastal counties, that's where the big cities lie. That's where the urban area is. They're also Democrat. If you look at a map of the last election, you will see that the coastal counties that we have designated as coastal California in our four-way split, those are all blue. Those are the ones who like the Democrat process, the Democrat Party, and that's fine. They have the right to choose their political leanings. Central California, obviously, is agricultural, and we have tried to put into Central California those counties that have something in common with the agriculture. Eastern California, that's a lot of desert, actually, out there. Most of the population in all of those eastern counties is in the west side. So a lot of open space, but a lot of population in the western portions of those counties. But they do have something in common in that they are very big. And in the last election, they tended to vote red except for San Diego and Imperial.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I was in San Diego and was there actually a couple of times and spoke with a lot of great people down there. San Diego is an interesting dynamic because I think that, and I think this is the important thing that everybody needs to be thinking about. What kind of time and effort are you willing to put in to have your liberty restored? And I think that's something that we really have to be looking at. I know in San Diego there's a good group with the John Birch Society.
Uh-huh.
That's a good group of people. They're down there working hard. But again, we need to understand that this has to be something to where we're goal-oriented toward. And I think that the way that the mission statement's laid out is beautiful. Great job, Janet. And I think that the way that the counties are laid out are about as fair as they can be. But Janet and Wynn, now, isn't there flexibility in those particular counties of them being able to be with a different county or a different state? In other words, if you're a county in Central California and you're a border county, is there a possibility you could move to another state the way our initiative is going to be written?
Yes. Particularly for those border counties. This is a proposal. This is just throwing this out there. What we want right now is to know, are you in favor of the concept?
Amen to that.
Not the details.
Right.
The details will come as we progress. Are you in favor of the idea, the concept, but not just in favor of, are you willing to work for it?
And the details will come from those who live in all the counties. You have to step up. If you want to have input on it, you want to have a say on it, you have to step up.
You have to
have your voices heard.
You have to be willing to have a stand.
Right.
What we're asking now is, should we continue with an idea? Are you willing to participate in this idea? When we were doing Jefferson, we all got very tired of the question, well, I really support Jefferson. It's a great idea. When are you going to get it for us?
Right.
That's not how it works. We all get it for each other. This is not a we do it and you benefit from it. It is a we all get together and make sure that it happens.
Right.
Or it will never happen.
Or it'll never happen.
That's we do have Mark Baird on the line. How you doing, Mark? What say you?
I'm good. How's everybody else?
Good.
I'm just calling in to put my two cents in when it's called for. I think that there are several things wrong with California. Everybody pretty much knows what they are. I mean, the governor just came out with a means test for Medicaid where he's going to cut the citizens of California on the middle economic scale off Medicaid, but he's giving free Medicaid to illegal aliens. You know, we have the worst roads, worst schools, highest taxes, highest fuel prices. The governor and the legislature have made sure that most of the refineries have left California, guaranteeing high energy prices for the time foreseeable future. You know, the electric car mandate, you can't buy a gasoline lawnmower anymore, the stupid transgender stuff, the craziest things you ever see come out of a legislature when we're in deficit spending, billions of dollars in the hole on the budget, and the people of California, with a very small exempt few, have nothing whatsoever to say about this. This is purely a lack of representation, dilution of vote case. We've tried to attack this in court. We've tried to attack it so many ways by by referendum to the state legislature as called for in Article 4, Section 3. We tried to attack him in court. We were stopped by a Democratic judge who did some extremely underhanded and illegal things. In fact, she, for the first time in the history of the United States, a federal judge reversed her own ruling after having unlawful conversations with a court that wasn't briefed on the case. We've run into so many log jams because the very small number of legislators in Sacramento forced the entire state to undergo the worst political decisions in the history of this nation, and the people of the state of California are powerless to do anything about it. This is the only answer. Break it up and remake California in the image of the people who suffer under these idiotic, stupid policies that come out of Sacramento. You know, Gavin Newsom is one of the worst governors we've ever had. He's an absolute failure. We have no power to get rid of these guys because the state employees union run the state and the money runs the state. We have better representation in the Congress of the United States than we do in our own state house in California. We have a better representative ratio in the United States Congress than we do in our own state. We have the worst representative ratio in the nation, 300% worse than state number 49. I think the epic failures of California are legendary. I don't think we need to go into this.
I agree.
There is, in fact, only one solution, and that is to do a reboot, start over, break the state of California into smaller governmental entities where the representatives will have to vote according to the wishes of the people they represent, period.
You know, I think that's perfectly said, Mark. And the thing that we're looking for here, folks, is do you care? Do you care? Are you willing to get in this fight? Do you think it's worth it? Or are you just happy with California the way it is? And I think that when you go on the website, I would encourage you please to vote yes if you're in favor of a state split, no if you're not. We're all going to need a lot of help on this. We're all going to have to work real hard on this. This is going to be a real commitment for everybody. And Mark, you were saying it might take about $10 million or so really to get this through. Do you want to explain the economics of that?
Yes. I mean, first of all, we have to qualify a statewide initiative. This is our last lawful constitutional avenue to split this state is by initiative. We tried the Article 4 process directly by petitioning the state. We've tried suing the state in court. Never got past the first federal judge. Now we can do this by initiative. Their California Constitution provides for that avenue to separate this state into several parts. But what we have to do is we have to qualify the statewide initiative for the ballot. We'll have to hire signature gatherers. That's very expensive. That's probably going to cost $5-7 million. We have to advertise this because we have to get buy-in from people across the state of California in order to fix the situation that we all find ourselves in. And whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you're a Democrat, you probably want to get away from the conservatives. The conservatives certainly want to get away from Crazy Town in Sacramento. And the only way to do this is to qualify a statewide initiative and then pass it. We're going to need money to advertise. We're going to need signature gatherers. So when you vote yes on that poll, I would like you to think about you're going to vote yes because you intend to contribute or you intend to help. If you're broke, if you can't afford to contribute, then plan to help because we're going to need people to stand outside of Walmart and the tire store and every place else to gather lawful qualified signatures to get a statewide initiative on the ballot. We can absolutely win this.
Now, on a smaller,
if we have your support.
Now, on a smaller scale, when we did the recall of Leonard Modi, we had our folks walking precincts, walking neighborhoods, and really and truly, that's what. Well, actually, there's only one, but we walked neighborhoods, and I think that that's something else too. I mean, you pay for only the signatures that are gathered that are valid. So, you know, when you go through and you have signature, we actually found that a lot of the people that were gathering the signatures during the, and this is a very small portion, but the people that were gathering the signatures that we did hire for the Leonard Modi recall actually never worked out. I think a lot of this could be the folks. I'm not saying that we aren't going to spend millions of dollars getting people to, you know, signing up people and paying them for legitimate signatures. But what we're going to have to do is, folks, this is going to be you walking in your neighborhood. This is going to be you and your county getting involved in this. Mark, do you have any idea of how many signatures we would need to get it on the ballot? Does anybody have that? Do you have that information, Wynn?
Yes,
anybody
yep.
have that? Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, I think we're going to need around 650,000 signatures that are qualified, which means because the Secretary of State is a crook, a criminal, and a liar, we're going to need to get at least 1 million signatures so that we can hope to have 650,000 or so that qualify, because this guy is very famous for rejecting ballot initiatives simply by disqualifying enough signatures so that they don't get on the ballot. Look, the state of California is run by criminals and liars. Gavin Newsom's certainly one of them. The Attorney General's one of them. The Senate pro tem is one of them. And so we're going to have to overcome some unlawful activity on the part of the state. You know it's not beneath them. So we need about 1 million signatures that are really good and valid, so that no one can challenge this when it comes to getting it on the ballot.
Yeah, it usually is about 20% above is what you want at maximum. So, yeah, pretty close to 1 million. The other thing is that Weber, our Secretary of State, she is someone who is now making noises, and I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'm going to predict this, that the state of California will be taking over counties that are trying to buck the system, AB 969. They'll be taking over the election offices. And folks, I don't know what's going to get you motivated in, you know, in San Diego especially. I'm surprised. I've met so many great patriots there. I've met so many great patriots in Orange County and in Carson and in Riverside County. I'm beginning to, what's going on with you guys? This website is going to give you the opportunity to get engaged. This is not going to be the 4 people or 5 people that run
right.
this whole thing. This is not going to be 20 people. This is not going to be 50 people. This is going to be people being in leadership in their neighborhoods. And I think that we need to reach out and do that. Mark, I wanted to also ask you, what kind of time frame do you think we're looking at if, in fact, the people do want this initiative?
Look, we don't have much time. We have until the midterm elections to get this not only written but qualified, the signatures gathered, and get it on the ballot. We're going to have one opportunity to get this passed, because we need to have this passed by the time the midterms occur. We have a friendly control of the House of Representatives. We have a marginal but friendly control over the United States Senate. That's part of the Article 4, Section 3 process. And even though the president isn't specifically mentioned, we do have a president who would probably sign the legislation were we to get this done. But that is a very limited window, and I think we have less than a year and a half to get this done.
Well, the ballots will be on the 2026, June 2026 election. So we have way less than that.
I think it's at the general in November.
It'll be in November for sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right. And while you are on that website, give us your vote, the yes or no, and the vote. But there's also a place for contact. Fill in your information. Let us know you're out there. Let us know that you're willing to help. So go to the contact part on the web page, too.
And keep in mind, too, when you cast your vote, you get one vote per IP address. Because we don't want
to... We are going to be adding a donate button to the website so that you can donate, and we're going to get that up and running as quickly as we can.
Okay,
we need 10 or 11 million bucks to finish this.
And the thing is, when I'm talking about the vote, the concern always is, you know, how do you control that? And they can do that, and they can control whether it's done in counties or, like, if you're voting in Butte County and you're physically in Butte County and you're voting for another county, it won't let you do it. So keep in mind that that's what we're looking at. That's the technology we're using right now. So we're trying to get as clean a poll as we can to find out if you support it. If you support it, great, we'll move forward. If there's no support there, then it'll die its natural death, and God bless all of us.
So with that, we have to go off to our break, and Mark, can you stay with us over the break, buddy?
Yeah.
Great.
Sure.
Okay. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
You are out.
Amen.
to open an interview, you give the answer that you have ready.
Who's that?
And
yeah.
Most times they won't even notice it, and they'll just go with you, okay?
What are you doing? What is that?
I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
Yeah, our system seems to do that every once in a while, doesn't it?
Anyway, let's go off to our break.
All right.
When? You want a donut?
Because he's thinking, but...
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Okay, I want to repeat the website that people can go to. Apparently, they're having some trouble with that. It's called, it is CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
Just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds.
Yep.
And I want to point out that when you vote, yes or no, it's just an up-down, are you in favor of a state split? You are not voting, yes, I think that Placer County should be in Jefferson. Yes, I think that Kern should be in Central. That's not what we're voting on. We're voting on, do you believe in a state split? Are you willing to work for a state split? And it has to be done in your area. I live in Eastern Shasta County. I can't gather signatures in San Bernardino County. I can't go to Merced and force this to happen. It's up to you in your individual areas to get it if you want it. We are four people. We can't do it for you, but we are willing to provide the opportunity and the platform for you to get it for yourself.
Wynn, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, is this website going to be available when?
Now.
Now. Okay, great. So that means tonight. Okay, so you folks that are down there in Southern California, et cetera, Central California, San Mateo County, that will that are hearing this and that will listen to this in the archive, I'm going to send you tonight this link to the website. You know, we need to know from you. I need to hear from you. We need to know what's going on as far as if we're for this. Janet made the greatest point just now. She can't get signatures in San Bernardino. That's going to be up to the person there, the people there, hopefully the hundreds of people there, that want to be engaged in the state split to regain their liberty. Mark Baird, what say you?
I agree with that. I mean, we would like to improve the place where we live and where our neighbors live, but we can improve a place 500 miles away if the people there don't want it. I mean, you have to want this badly enough to do it, and Lord knows we need it, and the evidence is as plain as the nose on your face as to why we need it, but the people, local people, are going to have to participate or this won't happen. And by the way, there is an option on the initiative to just stay part of California and do nothing. So even that, you can vote for that if that's what you want to do. But if this is an effort that's going to take everyone's help, because this is something that involves everyone. Your future is at stake here. And your future in your home, in your county, with your representation is what you need to fix. And we'll provide funding if we can gather it. We'll provide expertise when we have it. We'll provide a plan. We'll help you. We'll come and give town halls. We'll do everything we can. But we can't do it for you physically. That's just impossible. So if you want this, get off your duff. Here's your shot to fix this once and for all and to guarantee liberty for future generations.
You know, and I think the thing, too, is that the understanding of what Janet had said and what Wynn said, you know, this is basically something that everyone needs to be engaged in that wants it. We need to hear from you on that. Mm-hmm. But this isn't about four people here. This is about all of us. Now, the thing I want to ask you, Mark, as we look at this going forward, what do you see, if this does go forward, as the very first step that we would do as far as engaging the counties for continuity? Any thoughts on that from anybody?
Yeah, I do. Excuse me, I'm the same frog that Wynn has. I do have. What we need to do is we need to get a committee in each county going that can communicate with us, and we can communicate with a central committee in that county, Voters for Action with State Split, I don't care what you call it, so that we can disseminate information. We can get information from you in your county that can be loaded onto the website so that if people from your county want more information about your process, there's a central location where they can go get that. And that way we're all on the same page all the time, and our efforts are more concentrated and they're more effective that way. Believe me, there's going to be blowback from Sacramento and their minions, the State Employees Union, SEIU, CalPERS, CalSTRS, Cal whatever. So we're going to need to be able to have some form of information distribution that will reach you specifically in your county to help you with your efforts in any way that we possibly can. So we want to do that. We want to have some mechanism where your county can decide as early as possible whether you want to join the state that you're in on the map or you want to join an adjoining state that you're contiguous with. We're going to need to know that so that we can finish the map. You, in your state, are going to need a constitutional committee to write your constitution for your new state, and to have it reflect your values, your culture, your needs, your wants. Now, we have examples of those that we can share with you, because it's really hard to set down a blank piece of paper and write a constitution. Okay, where do we start? But we have one that's already written that's pretty good that you can look at, and it was drawn from several state constitutions, and we think it's pretty good. And we had constitutional conventions over periods of years. We have buy-in from the people of the North State, and we think this Constitution is a good example. You may not like all of it. You might not like any of it, but it at least is a starting point, and we'll share that with people who are leaders in their particular county. So let's get moving with this, and we need to set up on the website. I think we already have something set up where you can email to let us know who's in charge, what you need, what you want, what you're going to do next.
Yeah, you can, if you want to go to the contact us, it's at the very bottom of the website. List your name, your email, and whatever message you want to share with us.
And we're also in the process, we're going to set up a bank account that's handled by a C3. None of us will touch the money. It'll be all handled by a C3 with a bookkeeper. By the way, we don't have paid staff. We're all doing this for nothing. We pay for our own hamburger. We pay for our own travel, so on and so forth. This money will go to gathering signatures and advertising and any legal assistance we may need, legal review of documents, lawyer approval for what we propose to do, things like that. But that's where the money will go, and we will certainly assign monies to places that need that in order to make sure their efforts succeed. So we're going to have a donate button on the website, and that will be for the purpose of State Split only.
But before we even reach that point, before we even talk about money, collecting, spending, we need your vote. We need to have a show of support or not. This is your chance. Speak up. Hit that yes or no button so we know if what we're doing is even worth going on from here. We need to know that you're with us and that you are willing to work for what we all want, and that's better representation.
Yeah, we don't, we're not putting the cart before the horse. We don't even have the cart yet. What we need to do is we need to have the tree for the wood to make the cart. That's where we really have to start this thing. And a lot of these different, a lot of people out there, we may not know, we don't know, the leaders, if God wants this to go forward, that'll be the ones ending up leading this, maybe even all the way, maybe even down the road in their particular county, their particular state. We don't know that yet. What we need to find out, folks, is we have to do something in California, and there is no alternative other than moving. That's it.
Yes,
if we don't get representation.
Look, Terry, right.
California
is broken. It is irretrievably broken. It cannot be repaired in its present form. People have tried. We've been going on for decades like this. It cannot be repaired. We have to start over. If you want a better life and you want it here instead of having to move somewhere else to find it, then help us. This is the way for you to have a better life for yourself and your children, a more prosperous life, a freer life, a life filled with liberty and joy and the peace of mind that knows that your representation is afraid of the voters instead of the other way around. You don't have to wake up in the morning and ask, what is California going to do to me today anymore? We can stop this right now if you help.
And don't assume that electing a Republican governor in 2026 is going to solve all of our problems. It won't. We have a legislature that has a supermajority leaning left Democrat. It is veto-proof. Even if a Republican governor vetoes legislation, our current legislature can override any veto from a Republican governor.
And
so that's
will.
Not a solution.
And they will. And keep in mind, too, it's the same legislature that every time something happens in Shasta County, when we did a recall of a Board of Supervisors, Leonard Modi, they came back at us after that, because they couldn't do it before that, but after that, they came back and said that if we were to do that again, that they would be the ones appointing the governor. So Sacramento would be appointing the board of supervisor here locally in Shasta County. So what's going to stop them from doing it in the other 57 counties if you take the exercise of doing a recall?
And understand that the hot topic right now in the United States is the voting situation.
Right.
The voter rolls, the voting situation. If you try to change the voting situation in California, I guarantee you that the Secretary of State, Ms. Weber, will be more than happy to come in and run your ROV office. So listen, folks, this is the real deal.
And they've already been here in Shasta County.
They've already been here.
Essentially threatening that.
They changed laws because of what we did.
That's exactly right. That's why I was saying that it goes back to the legislature that Janet was talking about.
8969.
Yep.
And so, you know, the real deal is that we need to start doing this immediately. We need to get an answer from you. But as Wynn almost says, we need to have skin in the game.
Right.
We have a caller on the line. Laura, how are you today? What say you? Laura, what say you? Okay, we can't hear.
Okay. Well, how about this? Want to let everybody know too, because the four state split that we're proposing, and the different areas of the state. So we have northern, coastal, central, and eastern. Northern, which we know as Jefferson, would be 1.6 million with 18 counties in that state. Then you go to coastal, it'd be 19.7 million population with 18 counties in that state. Central would be 6.3 million with 17 counties in that state. And then eastern would be 11.2 million with 5 counties in that state. So they're, like Janet was saying earlier, no, everything was kind of balanced out with the way the lines ran and the like type counties and so forth, and even the voting. So we are viable, and we are the smallest by far as far as what population we would have. But we're not tiny as far as geographic,
right.
But the area, sure. Land mass, correct. And we have things here in Northern California, or Jefferson, to make our state a very good, viable state as long as we get out from under the control of California.
Absolutely.
Once we have our own state, we will be able to do things that we know that we can do because we live here and we know what's been done in the past before it started getting bastardized. So now we need to be able to go back to the way of doing things the right way and making sure everything's accountable, and we can do that. And the other states can do their thing too.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want as long as it's within their state.
We have Laura. We have Laura now.
Good morning. Yes, I enjoy listening to your program, and I support you guys and your efforts. And I was just wondering, one of the things that you mentioned not that long ago is that you want the politicians to be afraid of the voters, right?
Yes, right.
And that drew a question in my mind. In your Constitution, do you have anything in there that would specify how elections will be run in the new states? For instance,
oh,
if
boy.
Count,
yeah. Oh, boy, yeah.
None of the politicians are afraid of the voters because they know they can fix the election any way they want, right? So
yeah,
I'm just wondering if you guys had gotten that far into it yet.
Well, in our Jefferson Constitution,
absolutely.
Yes, it is just a blueprint for what Laura Hobbs would like to see in Shasta County.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, a lot of the things that your initiative that you're putting forward, we have in our Constitution. The Constitution, Janet was on that committee, God bless her, for 3 years, 5 years, whatever it was. And all of us pitched in. We had a meeting with Chris Ann Hall, who I believe is the expert when it comes to the Constitution, probably American history. Helped us for 3 days writing this Constitution. It's done. We've had three conventions. It's done. It's something that I don't see anything in that Constitution, knowing you, my little friend Laura, that you wouldn't 1,000,000,000% agree with. It would be nice. See, the thing that really goes back to is it goes back to the counties. And the counties right now, this is one of the things that we sort of we haven't really brought out. That is, each county is going to have to – you guys need to be basically an entity in yourselves. You need to stand
–
you each need to stand as your county, because I know at least in our Constitution, our counties have in the Jefferson Constitution, the counties have the most of the power.
That's where the power lies.
That's where the power lies, is in the county with the people in the counties. So anyway, did we have another caller on the line? Or
do you have time for a brief update on the court case?
Well, we've got another caller on the line. I don't know how much time we have. If you can do it in about 2 minutes, that'd be great.
All right, so this last week, Ladd versus Toller was heard by Judge Benjamin Hanna, and what happened was, instead of hearing it based on its merit, it got dismissed based on a technicality. The judge made a statement that he didn't have the authority to tell the registrar of voters how to conduct his job.
Typical.
So he felt he didn't have the jurisdiction. And this is typical, happens all across the country, just like Janet said, is the judges don't want to hear it based on the merits. We had over 100 pages of evidence, and they didn't look at a single page of evidence of all the laws that were violated by Joanna Francesca during the last election by Thomas Toller. So it was frustrating to say the least, but the charter amendment is our solution to this, and we want the counties to have control. And as a charter county, we have more sovereignty over our county, and that's how we're able to do this. So if anyone is interested, check out our website. It's SaveShastaElections.org, and every day we will update the website for our different signing locations and whatnot.
Hey, Laura, just a quick repeat on that. Who was the judge again?
Benjamin Hanna.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure everybody understood that.
First time we've heard of this guy.
Yeah. So anything controversial here in Shasta County seems to land on his desk, and then it gets violated again.
We don't really have a good alternative. I mean, I had Judge Baker during my election contest back in June of last year.
Right.
And he was even, in some way, he was even less willing to hear the evidence.
Yeah. The thing is, Laura, what you guys are asking for is exactly what you would have in Jefferson. You wouldn't have to ask. The power lies in the counties. And more importantly, the power lies in the people of the counties.
Yep.
And that's the way it's going to be. And what I should do is maybe get you a copy of that Constitution, girl. Anyway, we can go into more of what you're doing next week on Sunday. We'll have Laura either on or calling in so we can get more information on what's going on with this, because we do have the right to redress grievances. Andrew, are you there, brother? What say you?
This is Andrew and Bernie.
Yeah, I know. Only Andrew we know, buddy.
There's only one.
Yeah, we have a screener. Unlike Kelly, we have a screener.
I was the first kid on my block to go yes on the thing on the website today. What I want to know.
That's my Bernie boy.
What I want to know is there a mechanism to criminally charge our elected representatives who violate the Constitution and oaths of office?
There is in the Jefferson Constitution.
That's what I want to hear.
Yes.
I really do, because these guys go, they make millions, they go scot-free, and they twist our world up into communism, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes,
so,
sir.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you so much.
It comes under the Constitutional Review Department of our Constitution.
Yes, who Janet Chandler is taking ownership of that.
It's mine.
Yes,
it's mine.
She has stated that is the hill she will die on.
And
yes.
When we get our state, that's my position.
That's exactly right.
The Constitutional Review.
Yes, ma'am.
I do want to make another point. Go to the initiative and read it, and you will see that the way it's worded, we are protecting the small rural counties from the big populous counties in the way the vote is taken for our initiative. So don't think that just because Sacramento is in central state, it will dominate. It will not. Madera, Mariposa, they can decide differently from Sacramento and still become a Central California state. So we've tried to write it so population does not dominate over geography.
And they'll have a constitution that should probably say that.
Yes, but in the initiative itself.
Right. In the initiative we do have that, yes.
And now on the website, the initiative does list out the states the way it would be: Jefferson, Coastal, Central, Eastern, and then it lists all the counties in there. So just go through there and check it out and see what's there.
Well, I've already shared it and urging. I'm going to be on the wagon. You know that. Good night. We will prevail.
We will, because we have people like Andrew and Bernie.
Yeah, Andrew and Bernie. Our Andrew.
Yes. The one and only.
I'm also in five other counties. All spread the word there.
Attaboy. Outstanding.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
You know, I think that I really like the things that Laura said, and I really... I'm excited about being able to share this, and I'm excited about being able to get this out to folks. Each particular county, again, you guys have to realize that you're going to have the power. You have it now until the Secretary of State takes it away from you. You have it now until the governor takes it away from you. And most drastically, you have it now until the legislative body, which can and will take it away from you. So,
and that means if they can take it away,
they will.
You don't have the power.
That's right.
Well, keep in mind, all the garbage that keeps coming out of the Capitol building down Sacramento, comes from people that do not live where we live.
They live south.
They live
that's
south.
That's where the population is.
Yeah, the population is over 50% of the population is south of the L.A. County line.
Yes.
So just think about that. They're a full day's drive away from here, and they're the ones, you know, their elected officials are making the decisions on what we do.
And we saw that. Think back to the fire tax,
yeah.
Which was voted in by people who were not affected by it. And that happens in California all the time.
I talked to a friend yesterday that came here from Houston. His grandfather had died. He was 95 years old, really neat man. He came out here, and he and his mom did the estates. They did an estate sale for him. Gas in Houston was $2.31 a gallon. $2.31 a gallon.
Isn't that strange? Yeah. It is in Arizona too, which is right across the border from California. The last time I looked,
what is it in Nevada?
In Reno, it's higher. In Vegas, it's higher. But everywhere else in the state, it's like $3.10.
That's in Nevada. $3.30. You know, and so when we look at this, we're kind of going, hey, are you okay? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Are you okay with that? I mean, look
Democrats
at your house taxes.
Democrats buy gas, too. Yeah.
It's just crazy. This is crazy, you guys.
Democrats can't get insurance for their property either.
That's right. And this is just crazy. And I just, for the life of me, we need to be united. We need to come together and be united. Mm-hmm. Each state would be separate. Each county pretty much is separate in their liberty. But we have to come together as these states, and we have to be working together. We have to have a situation where people want to be engaged and have skin in the game.
Also, keep in mind, my phone's kind of getting dinging here. We have people reporting that they're voting.
Good. That's what we want.
They're just going through it. It just keeps chiming in.
I voted.
It's like, there you go.
It's an easy yes or no vote. Are you with us or not? And if you aren't, I respect that. Some people don't see it as an alternative.
Well, they didn't say how they voted. They're just voting.
Yeah. But how far are you willing to have the garbage crammed down your throat before you gag?
Right.
You know, and also the contact information is great. To contact us with your email address, contact us with any comments. Like we have a comment.
Right.
Perfect, Wim.
Well, keep in mind, this website is a work in progress.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be the same today as it is today. Tomorrow, there are going to be things added to it.
Yes.
So we're going to keep updating it and making it happen. We just needed to get it out there so that we can get ahead of the game here a little bit and let people know what's really going on.
Read what's on the website, but the
read
two
it.
Important things right now are the vote and the contact.
Well, and the thing, too, a yes vote for this initiative from the voters of the several counties of California indicates a choice to join the new states that will be formed as outlined in the initiative. It is important. Read the initiative.
Right.
Read it. And if you have questions, go to the bottom of the scrolling and send us your email and your message, and we'll be happy to hopefully be able to get back to you here pretty soon.
And when we all wrote that initiative, we tried to protect the small population areas from the big population areas. We know that's one of the major problems in representation.
And remember when the founders did that.
Yeah, when you set up your constitution, you want to be looking at the federal model.
Right.
And you want to make sure that when you set up your constitution in your state, you need to set it up in a way that doesn't happen anyway, that we don't have the issue with a smaller county not being represented as well as a larger county.
Oh, we need to dig up Earl Warren and tell him he was terribly wrong in his decision.
Yeah, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. So with that, we have about 1 minute left. I want to thank Quinn Carpenter again for the hard work he did. Janet, you're always amazing. Thank you so much.
It was actually all of us doing it. And plus, we have a great Patriot friend who is helping us and actually developed the website.
Yeah,
for us.
Did a great job.
He's doing a great job.
Thank you very much. You know who you are.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so anyway, with that,
as a reminder, it's californiastatesplit.com. That's where you want to go, californiastatesplit.com.
And notice that it is not California State secession. We are not seceding. We are staying with the Union. We just want there to be more states.
That's because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our building.